abaku VOA indebele
amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe
ku studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka-27 Mabasa 2018 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
siyabonga kakhulu ku-National AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakwaBulawayo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo.
Really intimidating people threatening to send them ezindlini zabo bajibele ezindlini. Lani nje virtually made a threat that I'm not going to reach the feast of May and they have got some witnesses to that effect.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje iStudio 7 ilethulela ingxoxo lomculi olodumo uVusa Mkhaya owake waba owake wafika khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha kulumsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lamhlanje uvule ukusemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana lezamabhizimusi weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwaBulawayo, lapho aqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba zihloniphe umbuso wakhe njalo zizinikele emsebenzini ngoba ilizwe livule amasango ukuba abalesifiso sokusungula amabhizimusi beze bekhululekile. Okuningi asikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu esiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekwaBulawayo.
Ekhuluma ekuvulweni kombukiso we-ZITF, uMnangagwa uqonqosele izisebenzi zikahulumende ukuba ozatshengisa ukudelela lokungasebenzelani loZulu kuhle emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe uzaxotshwa umsebenzi. Inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu lamhlanje zingene umbukiso walonyaka. UMnangagwa ubhode ebuka amankampani abukisayo eZITF wahlola ibutho loba nje lonyaka indizamchina zilahleke ukuqonda phezu kwakhe zahambela kucelele sandla sakhe sokudla. Ngakwelinye icele umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa uphe ikhansili yedolobho lakoBulawayo isipho sabomabonakude abalitshumilanye embukisweni wabohlangothi olubona ngokuvinjwa kokuthelelwana igcikwane lengculaza eye-National AIDS Council. Unkosikazi Senatranyathi, umqondisi wenakhi kobulawayo, uveze injabulo ngalesi sipho.
Namhla besilohlelo lokusayina iBarcelona Declaration yokuqeda iTB ngo-2035. So sinikeza njalo i-City Health ama-TVs amakhulu kakhulu kuze abantu ngabe layini lesibhedlela bebebukela information, bebukela ukuze imikhuhlane eminengeningi. Sesilandelela ukuthi unesi oyedwa ukuthi eme phambi kwabantu ekuseni kuphela laba wabuya emuva-ke. So sicabanga ukuthi singabancedisa ama-TV abantu babehlezi bemelela ukuyelatshwa bebona into eziningi befunda izinto eziningi.
Esamukela isipho sabomabonakude umqondisi wezempilakahle kukhansili yakoBulawayo uDokotela Edward Spanda ubonye kakhulu ethi sidala umahluko.
Siyabonga kakhulu ku-National AIDS Council ngokusipha ama-TV angu-11 ukuthi sisakaze imbiko mayelana lezempilakahle edolobheni lakwaBulawayo. Imbiko leyo ingekho mayelana ne-HIV kuphela kumbe i-TB, but impilakahle yomuntu wonke sigoqela kunye namakhensa.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Jasmine Tofa okukomiti yofuba lezempilakahle ubonge isipho lesi ethi kuyisibonelo esihle.
uhlelo lwalamhlanje luqhakathekile kakhulu beluluhle.
Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe AIDS Network isebenzelana labathengisa ucansi, izibotshwa kunye labemba amatshe aligugu abangaphansi kwe-key populations bayabukisa e-ZITF bekhuthaza abantu ngokuzivikela uma bephatheka kwezemacansini. Umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka uqale mhlaka-24 uzagqitshwa kusasa ngomgqibelo mhlaka-28 Mabasa. Kusukela ngolwesibili kusiyafika izolo bekungamalanga abosomabhizimusi. UZulu uze waqala ukungena embukisweni lamuhla kusiya kusasa. Umbukiso walonyaka uqhutshwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Sustainable Industrial Development Inclusive Competitive Collaborative. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abalandeli bebandla lezanu-PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emizini yabo ngoba besesaba ukuthi bengatshiselwa khona. Abasekeli bakamnumzana Bednikho Ncube onguye ummeli weGwanda South edalele ephalamende okwamanje babikwa behlasela abalandeli bakamnumzana Omphile Marupi oseveze isifiso sokuncintisa laye kukhetho lwama-primary awezanu-PF. Okunenga sikuzweni ku-Albert Ncube eseGwanda.
Amalunga weZANU-PF asephakathi kokukhankasela ukhetho lwama-primary lokudinga ozamela leli bandla kukhetho lwelizwe njalo sekuphuma imibiko kungezwani phakathi kwabalandeli bebandla kubangwa izikhundla. UMarupi oncintisa kulolu khetho uthi abalandeli bakaNcube baphambili ekwethuseleni abantu ukuthi bangamsekeli.
Engoma lendawo kuthiwa kuseJohn Deep leMkhalipi yadatshulwa nguJoram ngatikiti ongukhansila khona ngathi is even intimidating people threatening to ban them ezindlini zabo ubatshisela ezindlini. Lami nginje yes actually made a threat ukuthi I'm not going to reach the 5th of May and they have got some witnesses to that effect.
UMarupi uthi usekhweze lolu daba emapholiseni njalo omunye wabalandeli bakhe sebalekele umuzi ngoba sesabela ukuthiselwa endlini.
Ya ngivele emapholiseni, I've reported, I've opened the docket and the docket number yangikhona ngilala. Yena nje is the counselor is telling people ukuthi khona they shouldn't actually put ama-posters ami because I'm here to challenge the sitting MP.
Ibandla leZANU-PF likhangelele ukuqhuba ukhetho lwama-primary ngesonto njalo laba abancithisayo bahamba bekhankasa bendawonye. Kula malunga leli bandla afika phose ikhulu loba nje kulezihlalo ezifika phose amathumi amabili ezedale lephalamende lesenethi. Imbiko ethole iStudio 7 iveza ukuba amakhosikazi u-Alma Mkhwebo Loren Kibi labo baphose badle phana lapho bekhankasa. Laba ngabanye abakhangelele ukuncintisana ukhetho lwesenethi eGwanda. Amapholisa xwayisa uZulu elizweni jikelele ukuthi azabopha iloba ngubani ozaphatheka kudlakela lwezombusazwe kukanti umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye uthembisa ukuthi uhulumende wenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuqhutshwa kokhetho olulokuthula. Ngingu-Albert Ncube wendaba zeStudio 7 eMajawunden eGwanda.
Yebo 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 mthwakazo omuhle belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo usiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ubeFacebook ngukhasi le-VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo-4:15 PM kusiya ku-5 PM. Lilakho njalo ukusixhuma kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo laku-Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele. We'll be right back. Kulandela ukusondela kwamalanga okhetho, amabandla ezombusazwe yaseqalile ukwenza ukhetho lokudinga amalunga azancintisa ama-primaries. Kodwa okuthiye ingcwethi zombusazwe loZulu jikelele engasazi okwenzakalayo yikugcwala kwamalunga ebandla elitsha elithiwa National Patriotic Front elisekelwa ngowayengumongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe emhlanganeni oyenzelwe edolobheni leMaswingo. Leli bandla lilamalunga ecelele ZANU-PF elithiwa lona iG40. Abanye ngabathi leli bandla lizenelisa ukuxexebula amavoti ebandla leZANU-PF kodwa njengoba kulokudonselana lakubandla le-MDCT, kuza kuba nzima ukuthi kube lebandla lizathola amavoti adlula isilinganiso esedlula amachumi amahlanu lelilodwa, i-50+1% ukuthi athiwe unqobile. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena.
Okumele sikunanzelele okokuqala ukuthi abantu balandela lapho okulamandla khona, engathi ngolwasemzini people follow power. So amalunga ezanu-PF loba babengasi be-team lakhosta be-G40 kodwa basele phakathi sebebonile ukuthi icele labo ele-G40 selitshelwe ngamanzi, yikho-ke bayagijima labo bezama ukuthi baziphozishine ukuthi bangene ngaphansi kwezanu-PF ngoba vele abantu balandela lapho kulamandla khona. Umuntu ucabangela ikusasa lakhe ukuthi nxa ngisele phandle kambe mina lemuli yami kuzahamba njani, abesezama ukuthi ayezincengela ukuthi laye abantu bamzwele kuma-primary elections. Ibandla leli ele-National People's Front kakukacaci kuhle ukuthi kambe lingabe linabantu abaningi ku-ground yini. Yebo, yesibonile besiba lo mhlangano emaswingo lapha ade kulabantu khona, kodwa ngumhlangano akade use-wall kasikaboni besenza amarali afanana lawo MDC Alliance lapho esibona kugcwaliswa abantu ezibhedam lakhe sakubona kusenzakala e-White City, sakubona kusenzakala la kwezinye indawo lapho kwenziwa khona imihlangano. Sisazona silokhu sicubungula siya phambili ukuthi kusiyafika uJune kambe basebeyanelisile yini ukwenza amarali.
Ngokubona kwakho ngeliphi ibandla eliza nqoba?
Kunzima ukutsho ngoba okokuqala kusuka kube nzima ukuthi nxa amasotsha athatha ama-tank bakhipha imbhobho emkhulu bayifaka ezitaradeni ze-Harare esasikwazi kwakuyi-treason ukuthi bese beqhubela abantu nje umbuso isibona ngani lokho awusoze kwenzakale. Uhluphe esilubonayo okwesibili ubudlelwano bebandla leZANU-PF leBhilithane ikakhulu ibandla leConservative Party ekuyiyo eyapha uMgabe umbuso ngo-1980 kukhanya ubudlelwano sobukhula osokwenza ukuthi sibuyele ukuba ngamalunga eCommonwealth.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Ngqabutho Nicholas Mabhena, ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe obexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primaries kumabandla atshiyeneyo zombusazwe kulungiselelwa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, amalunga edale lephalamende kunye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington.
Umongameli Donald Trump usanda kwenza umhlangano ehoteleni yakhe e-Mar-a-Lago esisaziwa ngokuthi yi-Southern White House. Lo ubungumhlangano wesithathu phakathi kukaTrump lomkhokheli weJapan uMnumzana Shinzo Abe asebevuselele ubudlelwano bamazwe la ngesikhathi beliswana lokulolongwa kwezikhali zenyuklia lilizwe leNorth Korea. Umhlangano lo bawenze ngesikhathi uTrump elungiselela ukwenza umhlangano oqakathekileyo loMnumzana Kim Jong-un welizwe leNorth Korea. uTrump unqome u-Abe ngokusekela ukuthi alungiselele ukuhlangana lo King Jong-un esithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane lomkhokheli weNorth Korea. UTrump uthe kumele uKing Jong-un alungise udaba lokuthunjwa kwezizinye izizalwane zeJapan. Ababili laba bavumelane ukuthi kumele ilizwe leNorth Korea lithathelwe zonke izikhali zenuclear, njalo sokumele liyekele ukulolonga ama-ballistic missiles lezinye izikhali ezilakho ukubulala abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Bathe ilizwe leNorth Korea lizaqhubekela phambili lifakelwe izijeziso zenotho nxa lilokhe lilolonga izikhali zenuclear. UTrump lo Abe baphinde bakhuluma ngokuthengiselana okungani kukhathaza elemelika elithi liyaqilebezelwa lilizwe leJapan yemithetho yokuthengiselana enceda eleJapan lamanye amazwe. UTrump uthe ilizwe lakhe laphuma kwisivumelwano se-Trans-Pacific Partnership ngenxa yemithetho engancedi lutho ilizwe leMelika. Ababili laba bakhulume njalo langezomvikela. UTrump utshele u-Abe ukuthi ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubekela phambili lisebenza leJapan ngezomvikela elwandle lwe-Indo-Pacific lezinye indawo.
Alolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Uluhlu lokusebenza kwentatheli izindaba zikhululekile olo World Press Freedom Index luveza ukuba ukususwa kwaye ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe esikhundleni ngolwezi nyakenye kulethe inguquko kwezokwethulwa kwembiko abantu bekhululekile elizweni. UGibson Bebe usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Lokho kubike ngabe ihlanganiswe yentatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders ethi iZimbabwe eyayikusubanga esedlula ikhulu 128 isikhuphuke kancane yaya ku 126. Ugwalo lolo oluhlanganiswe izintatheli izindaba ezingelamngcele Reporters Without Borders luveze ukuthi ukungaphathwa kahle kwentatheli izindaba lokuzivimba ukuthola ulwazi lokubhala kuhle indaba zazo kuvame ukwenziwa ngababusa ngocuku. Ngaphansi kombuso kaMgabe, intatheli bezihlukunyezwa ngendlela ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukuboshwa, ukutshaya lokuvinjwa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile. Isikhuqamfundo kwezokuthapha izindaba elokishini leNasty, uNkosikazi Buhle Dube, uthi lobanje ugwalo lwe-RSF luveze inguquko encane ukhuthaza ukuqinisa kwemizamo kahulumende yokulandela imithetho njengokumumethwe yisisekelo sombuso.
Ukuthi iZimbabwe isikhwele le mbijana sokuimprovile i-media freedom yangkhona into enhle sibili, hayi lokhu kuyabongeka, kodwa akukatshintshi ngendlela eziningi cause lokho esisale salomango omude kuhamba. Okokuqala, we're still the same government, angithi. Lokhu ngakakhitshwa ama-policies yabonana kudala awe-piper, iper, in, a-restrict some certain freedoms. So abangakwenza so that they can maybe improve that is we-tshintsha ama-policies lana abade under immediate so that we can have more press freedom.
Ekugcizelela kulokhu ohlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Mduduzi Ncube uthi lokhu kuyinto enhle ikakhulu ilizwe selikhangelane lokhetho.
I think ukuthi it's a great opportunity for ama journalists and right now so we are slowly approaching ama elections, so we need open views for ukuthi abantu be vote from informed decisions. Singathi eZimbabwe there is few intimidation of ama journalists.
Uqhubekele phambili ethi intatheli ezisebenzisa ubulembu be-internet ukuhambisa indaba osokusenza ukuthola ulwazi kube lula.
Sikusela kusuka umongameli Robert Mugabe sesibone kule nguquko kupress eZimbabwe, abantu sebeyenelisa kunjani uba le freedom of speech kwama-journalist, asabona ama-journalist njani ebotshwa sebekwanisa ukukhuluma ukucriticisa i-government ewusakathese amna ngakho. So mbona sokule freedom sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka sikhulume sikufunayo sibathuka nxa sibungayenzi kahle. Sikubona especially lapha ekusebenziseni i-social media. So ngesikhathi somgabo kube kule crackdown even kuma-social media. So ever since mna ngakengenile mbona kule nguquko eningi sesikwanisa ukwenzani ukukhululeka.
Ugwalo lwe-RSS luphinde lwachasisa ukuthi lobanje sokusetshenziswa ubulembu be-internet ukuze intatheli zenze umsebenzi wazo zivika umthetho owehlukeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika. Ohulumende abaningi sebephuma namaqhinga okwenqabela ukusebenza lula kobulembu lobu uZulu engatholi lula ulwazi. equla lamalungelo entatha lezindaba elemisa Zimbabwe lithi kusese lomsebenzi okhona ekuthuleni kwembiko ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF aguqule ukwenza kwakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthembise ukuthi ilizwe lizanikeza intatha lezindaba amalungelo azo okusebenza zikhululekile lokunikeza abantu amathuba okuthola imibono etshiyeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nguGibson Bebe.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi ulethemba lokuba iqembu lakhe lizamisana leqembu leNgezi Platinum Stars kusasa, loba nje kulabadlali abambalwa abangasoze badlale ngoba belimele. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu leHighlanders labadlali abambalwa abalimeleyo ababalisa uTenda Ndlovu, Nigel Makhumbe, uBen Munsaka, Ozia Sibande kanye noThabo Lunga. Kodwa umqeqeshi weqembu leli uMadinda Ndlovu uthi ukungabi khona kwalaba badlali kulakho ukupha ithuba abanye abadlali abangavamanga ukudlala.
As we witnessed uMbongeni engena ebuya edlala the way he displayed or the way he played yena ngokwakhe, we also have other youngsters within that probably, you know, would come into the team and do duty.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ekhona kusasa, iqembu leMutare City lizanqikelana leli FC Platinum enkundleni yeVengere. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela elebulayo Chiefs ngaseRufaro Stadium. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leli Harare City. Abafana beNicrude bazadibana nabeCapes United ngaseAscot. Iqembu leChickenin lizemukela eleYada ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leJapane Mine lizadlala leli ZPC Kariba ngaseMaclass. Ngensonto iqembu leDynamos lizadibana lelebulawayo City ngaseRuvaro, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadlala leleChapungu enkundleni yeKipo. Kusasa ngosuku lokugcina lombukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuzaqhutshwa umncintiswano wokugijima weCoca-Cola 4-Minute Mile, wona ozangenwa ngabadlali abangamajumi amabili. Lo mncintiswano uqhutshwa minyaka yonke njalo abadlali kuyabe kumele bebhode inkundla kane ngaphansi kwemizuzu yemine. Wanqoba nyakenye nguTrust Chidomaya weqembu leZRP Fairbridge. Ekupheleni komncintiswano wokugijima uzaqhutshwa umncintiswano we-Ingwebu Zimbabwe National Tag of War Championships, lawo ozaqhutshelwa khona emagcekeni yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair kusasa ngomgqibelo wemini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Friday, kuhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lovusa umuzi Ndlovu ocula lensingizi, kodwa lamhlanje baxoxa ngomculo wakhe ehamba ngegama lokuthi Vusa Mkhaya.
Izwi lakhe ngeke ulikhohlwe kusukela kungoma eyakhathaza kakhulu kweZimbabwe uSugar Daddy. Uhlelo Woza Woza Friday.
Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu esizwe
igama lami nginguVusa Umuzi Ndlovu elokuzalwa, kodwa elomsebenzi nginguVusa Mkhaya. Mina ngazalelwa kobulawayo empilo esibhedlela, ngakhulela kobulawayo, ngafunda kobulawayo. Ngumhlabeleli, ngaqala ukuhlabela leqembu lensingizi emnyama elaziwa ngengoma leyana ethi Sugar Daddy, khathesi sibizwa ngokuthi insingizi.
Uvusa Mkhaya kalitshiyanga iqembu lakhe lensingizi, kodwa uthi ukhulisa igama lakhe.
Ngaphandle kokusebenza lensingizi, sikhona ezinye ingoma engizibhala nginguVusa Mkhaya. Lapha okule album khona engayenzayo ethi khona uManyanyatha, le ngoma ethi uManyanyatha. Ziningi nje ingoma engizibhalayo, ama-album asemathathu. Kodwa engani yiyo efike endlebeni zabantu kakhulu uManyanyatha.
Mina ngikhule emakhaya lena.
Luhlelo lwakho mlalelo othandekayo, sixoxa lo Mkhaya osebhodi amazwe omhlaba atshiyeneyo njalo usesebenzile kwezomculo wathola lezicoco emazweni athize angaphetheka kolwandle.
Leqembu lensingizi sesike savakatshela amazwe achiyeneyo eChina, sike safika across Europe laseAfrika. Saba nenhlanhla saphiwa isixhoxo seRadio France Music Award, njalo sike saba nenhlanhla enye enkulu kakhulu ukuthi khona i-album yethu Voices of Southern Africa yathengisa more than 250,000 units in North America. Shalom tata, shalom mananya, niyamkumbulo tembeya wami,
iyakumbulo sichinisi. Kona ke eZimbabwe kukhona yini akwenzayo umkhaya, njengoba ke labalaleli bethanda ukwazi ukuthi bangazithola ngabi le ngoma zakhe.
Mina njengovusa umkhaya kule festival esiyenza ekhaya, iproject ethi From Bulawayo to the World, lapho engisebenza khona lama artists akobulawayo ahamba phandle kwelizwe besiya performa bephenduke kobulawayo. Unkwali ngisebenza laye kakhulu kuleyo project namanye ama artists, njalo imusic yami yatholakala ku-iTunes laku-Amazon namanye ama online platforms. Ngingathaba kakhulu nxa lingangena lisearch Vusa Mkhaya and download it, lisi support ngoba sinekele ukuzenzela, akula muntu ozasenzela.
Bayakala mama emakayaba kale impela izandla ziyagezana. Abahlabeleli bakithi ukuze bakhule bafuna usuzolweni balaleli besigwetshisela ovusa umkhaya kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Yekela sinyanyathe ngomanyanyatha impela viki enhle kini lonke. Ezra Jesus Banda lo oflathelayo.
Bayakala mama emakhaya ba khalela jinawo besiwoshiwe siyakhalizingane zethu sikhalela jinawo baba emajile wathi soya nini na siwoshiwe siyavuma besizama impilo imisebenzi beyingekho siyacela somandla sixolele bayakhala mama emakhaya bakhalela jinawo besiwoshiwe siyakhala izingane zethu sikhalela thina boba bayemajile wathi soya nini na sitholele baba inhliziyo zethu thina sezihlala zibuhlungu ingane zethu ezihlala zikhala njalo baba zilambile
manyanyatha. Esigqibela ke na uhlelo uEzra Jesus Banda, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba ebesilazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uvula usemthethweni umbukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kwobulawayo. Abalandeli bebandla lezanu PF ezansi yedolobho leGwanda babikwa sebesethuselana, njalo abanye sebeze babaleka emzini yabo besaba ukuthiselwa. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje, asidibaneni njalo ngo 6:30 ekuseni ngesonto.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.